Boston's civic leaders have long recognized the power of the arts to bring change to a neighborhood. Development in the early 2000s transformed the South End's neglected industrial zone into a lively and pricey arts and design district called SOA. Now, ambitious plans in Roxbury's Nubian Square aim to give the state-designated cultural district a boost, though some fear development could displace residents in the historically Black neighborhood. WBUR's Amelia Mason has this tale of two Boston arts districts.
The SOA Open Market is a happening place on Sundays. People browse the stalls from local businesses, sampling honey and hot sauce, trying on jewelry and t-shirts. A DJ spins mellow tunes from a tent next to the beer booth. The SOA neighborhood, SOA stands for South of Washington, is just a few blocks in the South End near the Route 93 overpass, dreamed up by a developer who wanted to transform the collection of industrial buildings into a cultural destination.
When I came in, they were just starting to develop the lower floor of 450 Harrison Ave.
Artist Debbie Krim started renting studio space in SOA 17 years ago. Back then, it was easy to snag a studio in one of the neighborhood's old loft buildings.
Which is quite unusual now. It's rare that there's even a space available because we've had a wait list for so many years.
Over the years, Krim watched the rundown neighborhood transform with an influx of artists and art dealers who occupy more than 100 studios and galleries in a pair of big brick buildings on Harrison Avenue. Now, Krim says, SOA is a destination and a home for a tight-knit artist community.
It's the coolest frickin' place in Boston.
But Krim says the rent has gone way up. It's about double what she was paying in the early aughts. And the vibrant artist community is predominantly white.
Of course, it feels lonely.
Lyson Keene is Chinese-Malaysian and one of the few people of color in the Harrison Avenue artist buildings. Her gallery focuses on art by women and people of color, a project that she says people sometimes find alienating.
I feel as a person of color, when I try to tell people what I do, they don't get it. I can sometimes come across to them as aggressive and, you know, like confronting, and they don't want to hear all that.
Keen thinks the studio buildings should have subsidies and programs designed to bring in more diverse talent.
They could even start a residency for people of color so that they can take up a space here.
But diversity is rarely the goal for developers who simply want to make their real estate investments pay off. So is it possible to revitalize a neighborhood without pricing out residents? What would it take to make an arts district with people of color at the center? These are questions community members are trying to answer in Roxbury's Nubian Square.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you, Amelia? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah.
Kai Grant is a lifelong Roxbury resident who runs an event space in Nubian Square and sits on the Roxbury Cultural District Board of Directors. She says the efforts to revitalize the square started in 2019 after a number of businesses closed. A community meeting was called to discuss the crisis.
What we discovered is that community members wanted to take blighted lots and transform them.
Now she has a chance to do just that. A team led by Grant and a developer recently won a bid to develop a city-owned lot in Nubian Square. The project, called Nubian Square Ascends, puts the arts at its center.
Arts and culture drives foot traffic. It drives excitement. It transforms a community that was once blighted into an open-air art gallery.
The centerpiece of the project is a large cultural hall with rehearsal spaces and a 300-seat theater. Grant wants the hall to be a nexus for Black culture in Boston.
It's a need. It's a gap filled.
The project would cost about $160 million and has yet to be fully financed. It aims to capitalize on demand for lab space with a 5-story life sciences building and includes artist workspace and condos, 10 of them affordable, though exactly how affordable is yet to be determined. Grant wants to cater to a mixture of income levels.
We want to be able to provide some opportunities for folks that have discretionary income to be able to support and sustain the businesses, because you need both.
Grant believes development without displacement, a popular buzzword these days, is possible by prioritizing Black businesses and providing some subsidized housing. But she knows the project provokes anxiety in a community that's seen the detrimental effects of gentrification firsthand.
The reality for
Black people is like trying to hold on to things.
Aziza Robinson Goodnight is one of the skeptics. The daughter of painter Paul Goodnight, she grew up in the South End's Piano Factory, a building that for a long time housed affordable live-work apartments and a community of Black artists of all disciplines.
There was space for dancers, there was space for ceramicists, there was space for builders, there was a space for painters, there was a space for photographers, there was space for everyone. It was just utopia.
But over time, and a few legal battles, the artist studios were replaced with luxury apartments. Robinson Goodnight believes the developer, who bought the building using an affordable housing loan, only ever saw artists as an opportunity to cash in.
But he used the artists. He used the platform, which is happening all over still, which is very traumatic for me. That part is like, I can see a mile away when somebody's going to use the artists for their advantage.
To Robinson Goodnight, the Nubian Square Ascends project looks like more of the same.
The project is going to raise the rents and the property values. It's a wonderful project. I'm not going to say it's not a wonderful project, but I just see the Piano Factory again, regardless of the face of the person that's presenting the project.
Nubian Square Ascends is just one of many developments planned for Nubian Square, like a dance studio, a jazz club, and a new home for the Haley House Bakery Cafe, all greenlit by the city with the promise that they will not displace residents. The dream of a Black cultural district has never been so close, and the stakes never higher. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.